Putin's big vision for this term is to create this Eurasian Union, which is a greater Russia. And I tend to think that that's because problems at home on the economy front are building. The Russian economy is doing very badly. It's struggling to grow despite very high oil prices. And that's because of deep structural problems in the Russian economy. Demographics, overdependency on commodities, weak institutions, the lack of rule of law. So he's struggling to get positive traction in his own economy. And I think he wants to sell something new to Russians at home. And it's this idea of the greater Eurasian Union. There's no Eurasian Union without Ukraine. 46 million people, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Armenia. These are very small economies. Russia needs Ukraine as part of that. And I would always also argue that Putin in particular, I think, views Ukraine as the cradle of almost Russian civilization going back 1,000 years. And again, he never has really accepted Ukrainian independence. That's the key to this.
And meanwhile, the Ukrainian economy itself seems to be lurching from bad to worse, doesn't it?
Well, it was already in a pretty dire situation. Last year it was in recession. Treasury cash balance was close to zero. You know, they had very little money to service their public sector liabilities. But looking very, very vulnerable with potential knock-on to the banking sector as well.
Yeah, which is why it needs, Ukraine needs international money, international bailout money fast, doesn't it? That's why the pressure's been on Ukraine to strike a deal with somebody. There's been talk that Russia will be releasing billions more even this week, but it doesn't seem to be happening. The Russians aren't necessarily backing up their promises.
Well, everyone agrees Ukraine cannot survive without external financing support. There will be a devaluation, there will be a banking crisis, there will be a default restructuring crisis without external support. That's clear. Its options were to go to the Europeans and the IMF for a bailout program. The conditions there were, we're not giving you free money. You have to do some difficult stuff like reform. Russia said it had no strings attached. No one believes that.
What's your gut feeling about where this is all heading?
Ukraine is absolutely on the brink of something very nasty. There is a potential for civil war. And I think the comparable would be Bosnia if you go back to the sort of 1990s.
For those kind of entrenched feelings?
I think what is interesting is the West was kind of out to lunch pre-Bosnia. I think it's the same in this situation.
And it boils down to pro and anti-Russians.
Ethnic Ukrainians in Western Ukraine feel incensed by what they see as Russian attempts to rein in Ukrainian sovereignty. And it's about the control and independence of Ukraine. That's at the very heart of it. And we've seen real violence, weapons been seized. This is getting uncontrollable, and it is a very, very serious situation. And this is in Europe. It's on the border of the European Union. It's a huge country. It supplies gas to Europe. It's a huge agricultural country in Europe. I mean, it's a very, very difficult situation with huge implications for Europe. And I think Europeans need to take this very seriously.